أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يقولون ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. In the previous ayats we read, where Allah explained that those people whose eyes of the heart are closed and they only see what the eyes of the head, they only see the things of this dunya, and they are overtaken by the love and lust of the things of dunya, of various things, whether it be woman, whether it be mansions, whether it be gold and silver, whether it be all the things of this world. In contrast to that, Allah explained another group of people whose eyes of the heart are open and they see akhirat also. And for them, the great ni'mats of Jannah. And they see those ni'mats of Jannah and accordingly they prepare for akhirat. They devote their time for akhirat in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and they can see through themselves also, and they can easily see through other people also, that how much people are involved in dunya and how much they are turned towards Allah and preparing for the akhirat. Now in this ayat, Allah explains those people whose eyes of the heart are open, who have got basirat. Not only basarat, with the eyes of the head they see, but with the eyes of the heart they see. These people, these are the qualities that they have got, which Allah explains in the next two ayats. And we should try and develop these qualities, that's why Allah has explained them here. The first one is, الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ. These people, they are sort of preoccupied with making this dua. They don't miss out on making this dua. All the time they are turning to Allah. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا وہ جو کہتے ہیں اے رب ہمارے ہم ایمان لائے ہیں. Oh our Allah, we have brought iman. And they are presenting this great quality of iman to Allah Ta'ala. And they are saying in that, which is concealed in there, we don't have any amal. Our amal are not worth presenting to you. We are very weak in our amal. And we hardly have got really any amal. Iman we have got. And we have brought iman on you. And that is the greatest asset for a person, to have iman and to have the correct iman. To have iman and then to have yaqeen on that what we are saying. Like we say that we believe in the oneness of Allah. But now to have that yaqeen, that we don't put the trust on our shops and our jobs, on our medicines, that they will fulfill our needs. If that yaqeen is correct, then we will only believe that Allah is the only one who fulfills our needs. The shops, the jobs, our medicine, etc., medical treatment, that is just a means. We won't have yaqeen on that. An easy way to understand that the Christian missionaries have worked very hard in Africa since a very long time. And they have converted many of the local people into Christianity. But when it comes to the belief of believing in the ancestors, then those though they are Christians, but they still have got their beliefs in the ancestors. And they believe that the ancestors control their lives. So that yaqeen, that wrong yaqeen is still there. So, and the many who become Muslims, alhamdulillah, a vast majority take out that belief of the ancestors. But it is such an entrenched belief that yaqeen is in their heart, that the ancestors control their lives, that they have to sacrifice for the ancestors, that they can't displease the ancestors. Many of the local people, you give them da'wah, they say our ancestors will get cross with us. They will get upset with us and they will cause us harm in our lives. That is what is called yaqeen, which they have got. Though they become Christians, they become Muslims, but that is still there. So we also must consider we are Muslims, but still the yaqeen of dunya, the yaqeen on asbab, is that still in our heart? It must not happen that in the qabr we come to realize my yaqeen was wrong. And when it will be too late, fortunate are those who realize it here and make effort. And one of the greatest efforts to correct that yaqeen is to repeat La ilaha illallah, which is called the zikr. A person at least minimum 100 times a day he should say. And if he says it with concentration, it will have very great effect and the yaqeen will be corrected. So these are those people who have got that correct iman and the correct yaqeen in that iman. So accordingly then they say, فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. So بَخَشْدِ هَمْكُ guna hamare. So Allah, forgive us all our gunas. We admit that we have got a lot of gunas. Forgive us our gunas. There is nobody else that we can ask for forgiveness. Only you. If you don't forgive us, what will happen to us? Where can we turn? There is nobody else that we can go to. You are the only one. And you love to forgive also. So please forgive us. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Or bacha humko dozakh ki azab se, and save us from the fire of Jahannam. And these are things where these people, they have these qualities, not occasionally now and then they make the dua. It's their habit, they are continuously worried. They admit we have brought iman, and they are worried of the yaqeen on their iman. And they are asking always for forgiveness of gunas. And they are asking that save us from the fire of Jahannam. At this stage, all of us should ask ourselves, when is the time that I ask Allah Ta'ala for this? These people have, this is a natural habit of this, all the time. In my 24 hours, when do I take out time? And Ya Allah, please forgive me my gunas. Oh Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. We've got a problem, somebody is ill, we'll make dua for that. So that also, we are very weak in that also. This is usually just news items that go around. So-and-so is in hospital, so-and-so met up with an accident. Really, who makes dua for those people? In fact, even the poor person who is in hospital, with the TV right in front of his eyes, he also forgets to make duas. Even for himself, he may forget. He will say, the doctor said this, doctor said that, doctor said you'll be well in 2 weeks, tomorrow we're going to give you your discharge. All on the asbab, the whole discussion. Nothing about Allah Ta'ala and that Allah will give shifa. So we hardly make dua for these things, the correct duas. And then this duas for akhirat. That's, oh Allah, forgive me my gunas. And we admit to Allah, I'm very sinful. Now and then occasionally we do it, it is not sufficient. This should be a regular habit. And the best, of course, time is tahajjud time. If we can't, then at least at night before going to sleep, instead of getting glued to the cell phone, to the mobile and looking at filth and dirt, at least make these duas and sleep and turn to Allah Ta'ala. And when do we make dua? Ya Allah, save my parents from the fire of Jahannam. Save my family from the fire of Jahannam. Save me from the fire of Jahannam. These the people whose eyes of the heart are open, these are their duas. And they are concerned about this all the time. May Allah give us also tawfiq. And without zikrullah and without shahbat al-saliheen, it is practically impossible to acquire this. And this is not just for a little time that we make zikr and then we stop making zikr. Or we have the shahbat of the saliheen and then after that we don't have it. Where Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. Kunu is a command in Arabic. And the command is made from the mudari, which means present and future. That means continuously stay with the sadiqeen. Kunu ma sadiqeen. In kunu is istimrar, continuity. Be always with the sadiqeen. Don't think now I've achieved my goal and now I'm safe and I'm all right. So when a person will do that, then these things will come in him. We choose all the means of dunya and we are hoping that our akhirat will be made. A person who makes no effort, and he goes and buy a bus ticket and is hoping he's going to get there, they're going to put him on the flight with the bus ticket. buy a bus ticket, an air ticket, then you go by flight. Not with a bus ticket, you can go by flight. So Allah Ta'ala, let us make sure that our iman, our efforts are in the correct direction. And the Quran has come to guide us. And it isn't a matter of only reading. Reading the Quran is extremely virtuous. But that we read it with the correct intention, that all these things come into our lives. And not just as a rasam, as a customary thing, but the reality of it comes into our lives. May Allah bless us always.